Hey everybody, how's it going? Yeah, you're probably wondering where's the music, where's the introduction that I usually do with these things. Well, I've been thinking since I got that new Tumblog plugin from Woo Themes, and I've made the site a little bit less formal, a little bit less intimidating. And it's like I post on Tumblr just random silly cell phone photos, and I started thinking now that I've got this on my main blog, and I can just post MP3s of me talking and whatnot, I'd like to just be able to just riff. And, I think I need to get better at that. Because I can sit and I can think and I can putter and I can write essays and stuff, but it's like I can't really just talk like I'm talking to a person when all I see is, my computer screen and this waveform, and I have to close my eyes to get less intimidated by it. Intimidation, yeah. But, a big production number is like the podcast I was doing before, they're kind of production-y, and I don't really think quality-wise it really helps anything. It takes longer, and it's less, I want to do more production-y shows. I want to do, like, a proper cozy corner with Kyle. I want us to review movies and stuff, but I also just want to just post audio podcasts. I want to just post stuff out where I can talk. Because, it's one thing to read me writing about stuff, and I was going to write posts and stuff about relieving friction I've been working on. Because, the thing is, I struggle with stuff every day to get stuff done. Like, this recording here, I've been doing this since, I want to say 8, but that's a conservative statement of time. I've been trying recording. I went through GarageBand, and I changed the instruments on the tune. I was going to have an acoustic version of the theme song. It was going to be awesome. And I went to record the audio, and it's like, hey, the mic is gone. Oh, wait, it's back. Oh, no, I can't get rid of it again. What happened? And I got a better mic. There's hiss on this one. It's faint. I don't think it's a problem, but some people might have issue with it. But the one of my other mic is a little bit better with it, but it's a handheld mic, and I don't have a stand for it right now. I used to have one, and, the plastic the clip for it busted. And I don't know where the stand went either, so so that didn't work. So I'm just gonna just come out and just start talking for a few shows. I mean, I could just post these and not even have them in the podcast RSS feed, but I'd like to have some sort of record so people can just find them. And I spent so much time fussing with that player yesterday, because the player that comes with PodPress, it's nice it comes with the player. But the default one is, boy. I mean, it's nice. It's a little configurable widget, but you can't style it that way. And it's like, well, I guess I'll just find a nice Flash player. And oh my gosh, why is every Flash player on the internet terrible, ugly, or expensive? And I was like, this should be simple. I know this is all just a matter of putting in some code. And I found a nice one. And I spent longer than I should have customizing it, but it works now. So that's what matters. And I'm hopefully going to be posting more of these regularly, because if I sat down and actually wrote out a post or a podcast, that takes up, my mind works. The thing I was trying to talk about is how shifting gears mentally. I'm not a very visual person in my head. I have to get into a drawing zone, or I have to get into a concept art zone and a production-y art zone, and then sometimes just sketching, and then actual line work, just a lot of mental gear shifting. And it's complicated to do that consistently just out of the air. I can't just write a nice blog post that I'm happy with and I think people will be happy with. I mean, that's the whole, it's all about mental intimidation, I think, because I have anxiety, and I like to think that everyone does, especially creative types. And I think I get to me a little bit more than I should sometimes, so I'm just venting, I guess. I mean, for a second, I was going to turn this podcast into, okay, here's the problems I have with this podcast, and here's an example of how we can improve, and no, I don't want to do that. I don't want to make an episode like that and not learn anything from it. I just want to post, so I'm going to be posting this, and hopefully I'll post more of these regularly where it's just me chatting, talking about the stuff I've been doing. Last night, I beat the first episode of the Back to the Future game from Telltale, which It's a fun game. I was playing it. I had some issues. Like, I couldn't figure out how to do one thing. All right. Then I come to the next hurdle in my gaming adventures, which is, it's nothing about them, or this game in particular. It's just that's how I play games, you know? I'll play till I hit something, and I go, okay, I'm just gonna tap out for a little while and come back. Like, most games, I think most people beat in, like, 8 hours. I beat over, like, 8 days if I'm straight playing. It might be 2 weeks or more. So I hit a wall previously where there was some sort of bug for the OS X version of it, which they, you know, I was like, they're going to be aware of this, because they had problems with it when it came out where it wouldn't load. So I was like, well, there's going to be bugs. Like, there's the voice bug, and then there's the one that I had, which is where I started the game, and I beat this part, and I got to the cutscene, and the music kept playing, but the video froze. Everything froze, and I had to hard reboot my system to get out of it. And I was like, this is, you know, this is just an issue with going between all the platforms that they're putting this out on. You know, I don't want to pester them in their email and wait for a response and hope somebody gets me. I'm like, this is something I think is going to be consistent enough. So I went and checked the forums. Yep, there's a, just turn the graphics down, it fixed it, you know. But yeah, it's a fun game. I mean, it's not the most wander around kind of game, but it is cool with all the little knickknacks. Like, the thing is, they're producing it on a schedule, so I totally understand what that's like. You produce stuff, and it's like, you gotta, A, get it out the door, but also be happy with it yourself, and then think people are gonna get a lot of satisfaction out of it. And I think, you know, for one, AJ, the guy who's been voicing Marty for the game, wow, spot on. He's not just, like, doing a Michael J. Fox impression. He's carrying that character from the movies, you know. He's that era of Michael J. Fox. Like, I mean, he could probably do some of the stuff MJF has done. Should I call him that? That just, I don't know. But he could do some of the stuff he's done since then, probably. But, like, he just really personifies that era. And it's like, I could understand why Michael J. Fox wouldn't want to do it right now. He's, what, in his 40s, and he doesn't want to try and play a teenager, even though he could pull it off, I'm sure. And, you know, plus he's got his illness to consider, and I'm sure he's got other responsibilities running a foundation and all that stuff. So, you know, it's nice, though, that they got a guy who sounds, because, like, that's one of those things where it's like, oh, man, Michael J. Fox isn't in this? I don't know. Oh, wait. I gotta say, you know, for celebrity impersonators, and not just celebrity people, but, like, celebrity characters, like, that character is very iconic. You remember him. So, you know, and I'm glad they got Christopher Lloyd back. A little bummed that they didn't get the original Biff back, but, you know, the original Biff isn't really going to be that much of a character, I don't think. I mean, it's more about the Biffs in the past, so it's like, eh. And then the whole George McFly being someone else, it's like, really? I mean, they had to write out Crispin Glover in the sequels, so, you know, whatever. I think for it, it's a fun experience. You know, I'm not going to get nitpicky about cast and stuff and all that. But for me, it's a fun game. I kind of think of it like the Ghostbusters game. I mean, for what it is, it's a nice little nostalgia trip. It's just a nice property license. Not really so much movie license. There's a little bit of fan service in the opening bit of the game where they recreate some of the stuff from the movie, but other than that, it's just a nice little romp, and I'm looking forward to seeing it episodic, and I really like the style that they chose for, like, when I saw the first drawings of Marty and Doc, I was like, well, this is an interesting drawing style. I don't know if I really identify with the game, but, you know, then I saw the models of it, and I was like, oh, that's kind of cool, and then you see it in the trailers and actually start playing it, and it's like, well, this is a very nice style. Translates into 3D very well, so I'm looking forward to seeing what they do with it. I also bought Epic Mickey when it came out. Not, like, the day of or anything crazy, but a little while ago. I've played it a little bit. The camera is your worst enemy in that game. So, yeah, I don't know. It's a fun game. I haven't played too far in it, because, like I said, I play and I hit hurdles and I go, I'll just come back to this in a day or two, because I'm a very casual gamer. I know things about games, because like anything else I do, I like to watch videos and interviews and stuff just about a topic. Like I like watching documentaries or stuff, you know. So like when I stumble across internet documentaries and internet videos about things, reviews about movies, reviews about games. I tend to enjoy them. I mean, I'll watch it. Like, I'm not a big gamer. I had an NES as a kid, then we had the SNES. We didn't get the N64 or any of that stuff. I think we got a PlayStation right when it was going out of style. And then we waited a while and finally got the PlayStation 2, which is pretty awesome. And now we have a Wii. And I've actually been playing more games since I got a Mac recently. Okay, I got it in 2008. But since I got the Mac, and games have been coming out. And like, I got Minecraft. Holy crap. Is that game... What I love about Minecraft is how versatile it is. Because you can just play it. Like, there's so many different ways to play that game. You can play survival, you can fight monsters, you can go exploring. If you want, you can just build. And then there's also the multiplayer experience, which is really weird. Like, I've been getting into... Like, I've had it for months now, and I've just slowly been adapting stuff. I've been playing with an inventory editor. I've been... That was fun in my solo games, and then I've been playing with some skins for the game, I guess. I don't know if you really call them skins, because you can skin your character. I guess themes? I guess, yeah. But I've been playing with those things, and I've been... Recently, I started playing on a multiplayer server, which, it's weird having neighbors, but on the other hand, it's cool to log in and see what different stuff they've done, and have a world where you can build stuff, and everybody checks it out. So... I mean, I'm not the most sociable person. Like, I like to think I can be sociable. It's just, you know, like, with the internet, like, when you have a website, it's an island. It's where you put your stuff, and hopefully people come by. I have not had a very popular island. And sometimes when you post stuff and you just hope... I just hit my mic, but whatever. When you post stuff by yourself, it's... Yeah. It's like standing up on a soapbox and yelling to nobody, and it's really disheartening to do that. And, you know, that was a big part of the internet when I started on it. Like, I don't think it was just me. I think a lot of people, we'd post stuff and just expect stuff to go out into the ether. And now I'd like to go out and drum up conversation with people I know, and I'd like to get more comfortable just attracting people to check this out. Like, I mean, this is why I'm recording this as a conversational MP3. You know, I just want to talk, and I'd like to start doing more of these, and I'm going to be doing these with video eventually when I get better at it and start dealing with tech issues, and it just, relieve the friction. That's the main thing, is relieving the friction. I got a notebook application recently that I've tested before, and I decided I'm going to buy that because it's the best one I've seen. I'm just going to get it. And I started organizing my thoughts. It's all about dumping my thoughts and ideas for what I want to do on the page. And saying, okay, I want to work on this comic. I want to work on this other comic and whatnot. And I got to prioritize which one's going to come first. And I got to start writing the storylines. And it's a lot of organizing crap. But I think really it's just a lot of getting it out of my head. Because that's where I do a lot of stuff in. And then I go to it and it's like, I don't know what I'm doing. But now that I've got a notebook to work in, I can organize it better. I mean, I can work on paper notebooks, but that's other anxiety crap I have to deal with. Like, when I work in sketchbooks, I always feel like if I work, I always scratch into the paper, and I'm afraid if I get Bristol board that I'll go too deep into it, or if I do a brush, I'm always going to be paranoid that, oh, this isn't the right kind of brush stroke, or, I'm sure this is stuff I'm pretty sure... From everything I've heard from other interviews with other cartoonists online and other creative types, it's like these are all little mini things that we all get hung up on, and it's like we're freaks for thinking about it, and then we realize everyone else has these things. So, you know, like another problem I have with notebooks is like I'll get a notebook and I'll do the first page, and then it's like, oh no, I can't just use this page, I can't carry on that thought because that thought was a bad idea, and I just, well, maybe I'll skip to a different idea and just start another page, and I'll start over, or I'll flip the book over and start from the back upside down, so it's like having a new book, you know. It's a lot of mental hang-ups, and a lot of mental friction, and I've realized every day I sit down and realize, it's 2011, I've been doing webcomics since 2002, Oh my, what happened? Where did the time go? How long has it been since my last comic update? 6 months? Oh no, what happened? Why is the world melting? What happened? So, I think a lot of, a lot of this is going to be relieving friction, finding the gaps, finding what's going wrong, what works and what I like, and what I like and doing a lot of it. And I think the more I do, the more stuff that piles on that I actually get done. Stuff like this. I think this is a good podcast. I mean, it's not going to be the best produced one. I think it's not going to be as interesting as actually talking to my friends about stuff. I mean, Kyle and I are going to be reviewing movies. We're going to focus more on, like, one movie per episode, and we're going to try and bring points to the table. And hopefully we'll be doing some video. I've got ideas for video that I'll be unveiling in a while. I don't want to, you know, suggest something and then it never shows up, or like, that was a nice idea, you never did anything with it. So, this has been a fun show. I think I'll just release this straight as an MP3. I don't even want to put music behind it. Like, I like music. I really like the guy from Inatech, but I want to use that music. It's really dramatic. I want to use his stuff for the Minecraft podcast episodes, which, you know, crafting mines, those are fun, but I don't want to do too many of them. I want to have fun doing them, and I want people to really like them when they come out. I don't want people to get sick of them. So, you know, there's that, and also that, I want something I don't have to bother with credits. Like, it's nice to give people credit, but I'd really like something that's either public domain, or I'd really like to put stuff together myself, but that's another one-man show hassle that will take time away from everything. I've got things like to do, comics to make, podcasts to record, videos to shoot, and I should be working on products and comics. I mean, I need to be focusing on comics. Like, that's what I'm going to be doing probably next week. I'd like to focus things, like, you have your day projects, and you have your week projects, and you have your month projects, and you got your year projects. You know what I mean? And it's like, if I just said something like, this block of time, I will create. Go create! And I go, what? I'm just not feeling it today. So I need to, like, that's why I got the notebook app, so I can start mapping stuff out. Say, well, I want to work on this concept. It's rattled around my brain for a while for this kind of comic. I need to write out a week storyline, and then I need to write out each individual update for that. And that's what it's all about. That's what I've been having issues with, is I just come down in the morning and I go, okay, what do I have to do today? What do I have to do this month? What do I have to do this year? What am I doing with my life? You know. So, I'm cracking myself up with this, but that's the idea, is either I have to enjoy it, and I think you folks have to enjoy it, if you're tuning in, which hopefully people are checking this out. If not, well, you're probably listening to this a year or two down the line when I've actually done something interesting, and you're like, hey, what else has this guy done? Oh, hey, this is nice. So, thanks for tuning in. I'll post more of these regularly, because this is fun once I got over the whole anxiety of, no, this doesn't work, I gotta get this mic, I gotta get that. Yeah, I'll have some topics presented and examples of, because don't worry, when I sit down to do something, it's always an adventure. I just wish somebody, like a film crew, was filming me trying to do anything, and then they post the adventures of, I don't know. So enjoy, folks. Thanks for tuning in. I'll see you all on the other side.